scared of you. They scared of what you represent to them.
All we represent to them, man, is somebody who needs a haircut.
What you represent to them is freedom.
What the hell's wrong with freedom, man? That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it's all about, all right. But talking about it and being it, that's two different things.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Oh, God, don't start. Let's not start that, dude. That's a whole fucking episode on its own, dude.
No, 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 no. Limp Bizkit will never be its own episode.
Oh, God, I could fucking
not
go on.
I have anything to do
I could
with
go
it.
On for days with that stuff, dude. It's like, I really don't know how I feel about that, but.
It had its place at its time.
It
and
did.
That time is gone and it, that place is gone.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Move on to episode 48.
48.
48.
48. I can't say it in Spanish.
You can't say, still can't say it in Spanish.
I think it's, no, I don't even, nope. I'm not even going to attempt, dude.
So what episode do you think you can say in Spanish?
The first one, Uno.
Oh, Uno.
Yeah.
Maybe the first three.
First three. The first three. And then it's because it's all kind of similar. Like it rolls. And then after like four, it's like, what?
What happened to six is different somehow. I can do five.
Yeah,
so what is 50? Cinco something. I don't even know. How does that work?
Cinquente, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that. Oh. I don't know, dude. Probably not.
Anyway,
butchering.
So what's new? What's new in the world?
Time change.
Time fucking time change. Bullshit.
Yeah, time change. I woke up and I was like,
people are like, what did they're complaining about the time change? It's been like 2 weeks already. Except that we're recording this on the day that the time changed.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Because, vacations and shit.
Right. Sorry.
So that's all good.
Yeah.
Everybody does them.
Yeah, we got to have one every once in a while.
Occasionally. Otherwise, you'll go fucking nuts.
Yeah. I still have, I drink beer on Wednesday, but nothing. I haven't done any serious drinking. I think I'm due for one, dude. For an Uber ride.
For an Uber ride?
Yeah, I think I'm due for an Uber ride pretty soon.
I don't have a drinking problem. I have an Uber problem.
God damn it. I spend more money on Uber than fucking
Uber.
I did my drinking. God damn it. What's this $50 on my account?
Oh, God.
It's Uber.
No, Uber. That's a lot cheaper than the alternative, right?
Yeah, fuck. Yeah. But you know what?
Uber's cheaper than a DUI.
Yeah, but you know what the whole saying is I drive better when I'm drunk, but I don't know. I really don't think so.
Usually you're the only one that thinks that.
I don't think that. I mean, I manage. I don't do it. Let's put it this way. I don't do it. Although the last time I did get a little sloppy. So I went and saw a band and then I left and it was in Salt Lake and I'm not real familiar with Salt Lake. I know where the freeways are at. You know when you generally in California, you know if you go east, west, north, or south, you're gonna run into
a
freeway.
You're gonna
hit a freeway. Right. Here, you make a fucking wrong turn, and fucking I did. I was driving through the fucking airport, dude. I was like,
oh shit,
how the fuck did I get in the airport, dude?
Oops.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this isn't good, dude. I shouldn't be driving.
Oh fuck. So did you take an Uber or did you keep
no,
on driving?
No, once I got out of the freeway, I know where I was going.
Oh, okay.
I know how to get there. But
gotcha.
But it was, like I said, I don't know if it was due to the fucking, the lack of, my GPS knowledge in Salt Lake or if it was just me having one
maybe
or
maybe
two or three or four too
six
many.
Or...
Yeah. Good time, though. Good time.
Well,
it was a great concert. Great show.
Shit. That's funny.
Speaking of shows, holy shit, there's a ton of shows coming out, dude.
Yeah, what's coming out?
Oh, fuck. Let's see. Well, Ozzy's out here. Metallica's out here. There's a lot of little shows that are going on in the local scene. Like there's a band called We Come as Romans, I believe it is. That's I've been wanting to see. I heard their shows are like their live show's really good. Music's good, but I mean, just a lot of good stuff coming out. Joe Bonamassa's coming out August.
Yeah, he's coming out here too. I heard tickets were like crazy expensive.
Yeah, $160, bro.
Ooh.
Yeah. So a lot of good shows coming out. And then
$160 for a ticket.
Yeah, dude.
Jesus.
And then Brian Setzer's playing over in Wendover. I want to go see that. He's doing his fucking rockabilly show with it's not with the Stray Cats. It's with his other band.
Brian Setzer Orchestra.
No, it's a different. It's a total. It's a five piece band, but it's not the orchestra. Huh. But I want to go see that. I think he's a really great guitar player.
Oh yeah,
but just love to watch him play.
I haven't heard of him in a while. I didn't even think he was still around and performing. He just sort of disappeared.
Well, he does that fucking Christmas show. I've seen his Christmas show, dude. Fucking the Christmas show's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And he has all three members of the Stray Cats play in that. And but then he has a full band, you know, horn section, and he's got backup singers and all that bullshit. But really good fucking show, dude. He fucking tears it up. And then he you know, they do a break and they play Stray Cat shit, and then, you know, three, four of their songs, and then he gets right back into the Christmas stuff.
Huh.
But
that's cool.
Yeah, it's a really cool show.
Is that like a touring thing? Or
oh, yeah, he just does it during December, during the month of December.
Oh, okay.
And then another good show that I've heard is that Siberian Orchestra. What is it? The Siberian?
The Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, yeah.
Yeah, that Christmas thing, I've heard that's pretty
good. It's fucking pretty badass, dude.
Yeah.
That guitar player, I think his name is Steve Hofstra or something like that. Really good guitar player. He's the guitar player for Whitesnake, so.
Oh, yeah.
So. That's a really cool. A lot of good stuff coming out, though. I'm excited for summer, dude. You know, shorts and flip flops, and we might have to start doing our shows on Saturday because the shows are going to be coming out on Sundays again. So,
Slayer.
Yeah.
Slayer.
Yeah. dude, I texted
won't
you.
Be wearing flip flops to that show.
My buddy at work. Hey, bro, you want to go? You want to go see Testament? And I go. are you talking about the Slayer show? And he goes, yeah, my my best friend's cousin's the lead singer for Testament. And I'm all, fuck yeah. He goes, you got a ticket for me? He goes, no, backstage passes, dude. And I'm all, dude, don't fuck with me right now, dude, because I'm ready to fuck. I will kick you straight in the dick, dude. And he goes, no, I'm serious. And I'm all fucking... His name's Chris, too. And I'm all, Chris, I swear to God, Chris, if you are fucking with me, I swear to God, I'm going to fucking slash your tires, dude. And he goes, no, I'm not fucking kidding. I'm all, okay, I'm fucking saying yeah. I'm saying yes right now. But still, if this shit doesn't happen, Chris, I'm fucking slamming you with a bag of dicks, dude. This is not fucking cool. I'm fucking going to this show in California. And if you're telling me I've got backstage passes, dude, there's... two things I don't do in this world, and that's eat dicks and fucking take it in the ass. But everything else got a price. Dude, name your fucking price, dude.
So when is that? Is that that's after? Well, we see them the second night of that tour.
Yeah.
Because they play in San Diego, and then we're seeing them in Irvine
right.
the next day. So when are they playing Utah? That's got to be pretty quick. Because I think they go to Northern California.
Ours is so we see him in May, right?
May 11th on a Friday.
I think this is June, or it could be May. I'm not sure, but I don't even know the date. I just said yes, please.
Nice.
Yes, yes, please.
see him twice.
So if that fucking happens, dude, I'm fucking Jesus Christ, dude. I'm gonna make sure I've got. Fucking backup batteries for my phone, fucking recorders, everything, dude. So we'll see. I mean, I don't. Who knows? He could be just be fucking pulling my fucking coattails, yanking my chain. But if it's a go, I'm fucking I'm stoked.
No loss, right? I mean, it's not like you're not going to go see.
Yeah,
them.
It's not. I'm going to see him.
Like, not buy a ticket to see them because of what this guy's telling you. Like,
right.
You already have a ticket.
Right.
To go see
right.
So you either get to see him twice and
exactly.
one time backstage, or you only get to see him once.
Well, yeah. Well, either way, dude, I'm fucking totally excited for that show. So
nice. Yeah, it should be.
I think that's
cool.
going to be a fucking great fucking a good time. I'm counting the days for that one.
Hell yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm ready. I need a vacation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Well, cool. So. What is this? Episode 48, we said?
Yeah.
So, if my math is correct, 17 episodes ago was episode 11.
Yeah.
And we did episode 11 on... Shit, what was it even called? I don't even know.
I think it was...
But it was basically about the whole...
Global warming.
Environmental nonsense. And that episode pretty much turned into a shit show.
Yeah, that did.
Right?
That was a gong show for sure.
That was not our finest moment.
No.
Definitely not an episode I'm proud of.
Yeah.
But, so... I've come across some recent information that I think is kind of interesting.
Yeah, well, I mean, I said some things on there, too, that now I think I'm going to go back on and fucking, you know, it's just when we said we were going to do the show, I watched some videos and now I'm just like, fuck, there's not only fucking crazy fucking people out there that, you know, that are normal, right. But there's like really smart people that are really fucking crazy, too. And it
well,
scares me,
they
dude.
They seem crazy because they're telling you shit that isn't what everybody else is telling you, right?
Well, yeah. Well, not only that, it's like they're trying to recreate shit. Like, dude, you know when you go on YouTube, you fall down a rabbit hole, dude.
Right.
And fucking, you know, I started watching.
And eventually you'll fall down a crazy rabbit hole.
Yeah, exactly. So I found this video where these people are trying to recreate the Big Bang Theory, dude.
Fuck.
And I was like, are you fucking
Why?
Serious? Why?
Don't do it.
Don't reverse the fucking effect. You know, it's like, and these guys are like, we've got to build bigger and more precise and efficient machines and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude,
no.
I don't know. I don't care what dark matter is. And I don't want to know about dark matter.
It sounds dangerous.
Yeah, it sounds fucked up. Sounds like there's monsters there.
Oh, shit.
It's just fucking nuts, dude, what people fucking, you know, what they chase, bro. And there's fucking people out there that just nuts, bro. Makes
me
want to
definitely some fucking crazy ass people out there, and there are some crazy ass intelligent people that are doing crazy shit like that.
Yeah,
that seems a little over the top.
Right.
But there's also like a whole group of people that are being labeled as crazy or, you know, they're being argued with, but they're the ones who are ultimately trying to chase the truth.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
They don't care what the truth is, but they're chasing the truth.
Right.
They want to know really what it is.
What
I'm being told.
Yeah.
But what is it really?
Or what
what's really happening?
What I'm being told to believe. Is
right.
basically what that is.
Right.
I mean, like the whole global warming thing. I don't even think that's a fucking that's not an issue of fucking people here on Earth fucking making the world hot. It just fucking does it on its own.
Well, so that's not what they want you to believe, though, right?
Right.
That's the whole thing. I mean, there's been a lot of money made on, you know, global warming, quote, you know, and the rules and regulations and all the crazy nonsense that they've wanted to feed everybody, whether it's true or it isn't,
they
basically told us that we're at fault, and the only way that we can make up for it is to pay money.
Right. Or buy fucking hybrid cars.
No. Well, yeah, right, to get it. And what's your incentive to buy a hybrid car?
Yeah.
There's money, right?
Right.
There's discounts. There's,
right.
It's incentivized. So... Or to pay less money, right?
Right.
What the fuck is a luxury tax? Right?
Yeah.
If you buy a car, if you buy a vehicle that is that pollutes or creates a gas that's above some set limit.
Uh-huh.
I won't even say agreed upon because I don't fucking agree upon it. But right. Somebody agreed upon it, right? Somebody set this limit and said, if your vehicle creates more of this chemical than this amount, then if you're going to buy it, you have to pay a luxury tax. If, now let me put this question out there for
so
you.
So we're talking about cars emitting CO in the atmosphere because of what the kind of car it is. And
Right. It doesn't matter. Hydrocarbons or carbon dioxide, or whatever it is. Right. There's a level that they've said anything below this is okay, and anything above this, if you pay extra money, then it's okay.
It's okay.
So you want to tell me that I'm supposed to believe that this chemical we're creating by the way that we live our lives is damaging the planet.
But for a luxury tax.
But somehow, if I pay more money, then it's more okay for me to damage the planet.
Right.
I call bullshit.
Yeah, I call that's bullshit.
If it truly were the fact that this level of whatever it might be is going to destroy or is destroying our planet,
right,
then that cars just shouldn't even exist.
Right. It shouldn't at all. Just like Aquanet and fucking aerosol cans shouldn't exist, right?
Right.
Because they're fucking...
Well, then, and they did that in the 80s, right? They pulled that shit off the shelves and they had to change whatever it was they were using.
Right.
Well, they had to change it probably over to the chemical, the propellant chemical that some governor somewhere has a piece of the company, you know?
Right.
You know, that's how that shit works. Yeah. So... You know, the whole thing that came up that got me back on this topic again was I was watching something and someone basically said, we're in the midst of a mini ice age.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, oh, fuck, here we go. Right. Here we go again.
Right.
Let's see. We can't get them on the fucking global warming thing because now it's not fucking hot anymore.
Right.
So let's just call it climate change and say that we're just going to tax the fact that the fucking weather's different today than it was yesterday.
Right.
That's essentially where we're going with this. We'll just give it a new name, but same effect, right? There are enough people out there. I can't say that their arguments are convincing. I can't say that I believe them because maybe I don't know enough.
Right.
But I know enough to see that the people who are making arguments against the government version of climate change... Uh-huh. Don't have any money to be made in their arguments, right? So why make that argument if you don't stand to gain anything from it, right?
Right.
Well, the only reason you would make that argument if you don't stand anything to gain from it is if you're probably right.
Right. You're onto something where it's like, and hey, this is a concern. I don't need a fucking dime, but we need to take a look at this, please.
Right. I mean, you've got all these other people who are arguing, you know, for it, be it scientists or major companies or whatever they are, you can figure out somehow those people typically have some sort of stake in this, right? They're getting something from maintaining their opinions or arguing against whatever this other thing is. And at this point, to me, I believe the people who say the Earth changes. There's proof. Yeah. It's been changing its entire existence.
They call them models, right?
It moves. It's all in its relationship to the sun. You've got multiple things that can change over multiple thousands of years that can affect the way the Earth and the sun work together.
Right.
And the way the sun affects the Earth. It depends on the tilt of the pole.
There's so many factors. Exactly.
And the elliptical path that it takes around the sun and what cycle of that elliptical path it's on. What time.
Right.
I heard it a long time ago and it made the most sense to me when I heard it. And I still stick to it today. I believe people, no matter how many of us are here and no matter what it is that we're doing, that our impact on that whole thing is so insignificant, it's not even funny.
It, yeah.
Right? I mean, they say that that CO2 levels are on the rise. They're higher than they've ever been, right? Or they're lower than they're ever. They're dropping suddenly, or they're raising suddenly. And they've ultimately proved by drilling into these icebergs all the way down, right, and taking these air pockets that are trapped in them,
right,
and testing the air inside of them, which is basically air trapped from that period of time, however many millions of fucking years ago or whatever it was. And basically what they've come up with that I believe is that water, which our planet is covered a majority of, right? The greater majority of our planet is water.
Right.
Water, when it is at a higher temperature, will retain less CO2 than it will when it's at a colder temperature.
Uh-huh.
So if the planet is on a warming trend and the CO2 levels go up, doesn't it make sense?
Right. Right.
And then when it gets cold, they go back down again.
Exactly. So do the math. There's no need to fucking drive a hybrid car and have a luxury tax.
You know, I mean, here's the deal. I'm in the oil industry. Right.
Right.
I want you to buy all the fucking oil you can get your hands on.
Right.
That's exactly how I make my living. Right.
Exactly.
It's dependent. However, my opinion on the thing is, if it makes you feel good to drive a car that uses less gas, then drive a car that uses less gas.
Right.
Right. If it makes you feel good to, you know, buy recyclable materials or whatever it is, whatever environmental thing you're on the side of.
Right.
Right.
Whatever side of the fence you're on.
Do it.
Do it. Yeah.
But much like everything and anything else that I believe, don't tell me that I have to do it because you're doing it.
Yeah.
You've made the decision that that's the right thing for you to do. You don't get to make the decision that that's the right thing then for me to do.
Right.
Right. That's not your fucking opinion. That's not your choice to make. That's how I see it. And yet I live in a world that doesn't fucking agree with me.
Well, it's because you've got that shit being plastered in their face all the time. Fucking, you know, we need to make the world a better place. Well, yeah, we need to make the world a better place. But what are we really doing to make it a better place? I mean, okay, the hybrid cars
we're lining someone's fucking pockets.
We're making
someone else's world.
That's
a better
place. All bullshit. Now, if you want to make this world a better place, you need to fucking have people stop fucking reproducing and fucking have stupid people put in a different part of the country or the planet. And then, well, you know, so, all the retards on one side and all the fucking, you know, normal people on the other side, and let the, you know, the assholes take care of the assholes and the fucking good people take care of the good. But no, you can't do that.
So but that's assuming that the difference between fucking non-retarded and retarded people is a clearly drawn line, right?
Right.
Who gets to make that decision?
The people who...
Yeah, who gets to make the decision of who goes to one side and who goes to the other side? Which side are you going to end up on?
It's a simple test. It's a simple test. Nah. And you have to make it really simple.
Nothing is simple when it comes to that shit.
Because if it's simple and if you can't get it right, you're fucking obviously retarded. Right? But here's how I feel. Yeah, this whole thing, and like I said in the last show, I feel that we need to take care of our fucking planet. You know, we can't be fucking trashing our oceans. We can't be fucking, you know, having nuclear waste go into our oceans, because the oceans is what basically, this is how we fucking live. The oceans are what, the waters on our planet is what gives us life. And
right.
I really feel that the earth is going to take care of itself eventually. I mean, it's a vicious cycle.
We're here, and when we go away, it'll still be here.
I can't see us going any further with technology and all this. Like I said, fucking, they're trying to fucking do another Big Bang Theory on a smaller scale. No, thank you. We've already had one. Let's keep the one that we had and call it good. You know what I'm saying? Fucking, what scares me is the unpredictable. I don't know if you ever seen that movie, The Happening, with Mark Wahlberg. Did you ever see that movie?
I think so.
It's the movie where the fucking earth, where the trees start giving off pheromones and people start killing themselves. They start jumping off buildings. They start running into under lawnmowers and shit.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
Mark Wahlberg was in that?
Yeah. I don't. Sure? I, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh. Okay. I don't think that's what can happen. That's what'll happen. But if you think about it, I mean, the Earth is it's a living thing. It grows, it reproduces, it, you know, we need trees, water, fish, animals, everything that surrounds us, it feeds us in one way or another. But I seriously do think that we're taking fucking it for granted what we're doing with it. I mean,
well, yeah, for sure.
And that's my main concern. People are going to make money. There's always that guy that's out there to make money. Whatever. Dude, you want to sell me a bag of shit? Well, guess what? It better be one badass bag of shit. And it better fucking do something, dude. It better work for me. And if it doesn't, fuck you. Shut up. But don't feed me. Don't pound me. It's like you said. I want to live my life the way I want to. And, you know, by what I do, it's not affecting anybody. If it's not affecting you, fuck, get off my fucking ass. Don't leave me alone, you know?
Right.
And that's how I feel. But like I said, the unpredictable, like there's so many different, there's so many matters from what's going on in our Earth as far as it's warming, it's cold, it's hot, it's fucking, fuck. If you want to think about that shit all day, fuck, you might as well just shoot yourself in the head. Because at some point in time, there's going to be an earthquake. There's going to be a fucking hurricane. There's going to be a tornado. There's going to fucking, you know, the crazy thing is, one of the links that you sent me is the whole volcanic fucking, you know.
Right.
That's what scares me. And that can happen anytime. Maybe you should explain it because my version might not be as clear as yours, but. Volcanic fucking matter, as far as like what a volcanic eruption can do to our Earth, is scarier than a fucking, you know, CO2 in the air, dude, or gases that we emit, dude. Right. What are we doing about volcanoes, dude?
Nothing, because there's nothing we fucking can do.
Right, exactly. Right. Nothing. There's nothing you can do about it.
And they can't lie to you. Right, they can't lie to you and say, "Oh well, if we tax, you know, emissions, and we stop driving cars, and we, you know, if we eat less bananas,
right,
then we'll stop the volcanoes from erupting."
Exactly.
And then as soon as a fucking volcano erupts, people are gonna go, whatever,
fuck
motherfucker.
You right? fucking asshole! I want my money back, bitch.
So instead, you go. So we have this invisible thing that you can't see.
Right.
Right. And it's causing. Did you notice that today is hotter than it was yesterday? Crazy, right?
Right.
Did you notice that? Wait a minute. Today is hotter than it was even 2 days ago. Did you notice that?
Right.
Crazy, right?
Right.
Hey, it's that invisible gas you can't see. That invisible thing you can't see in the air. That's what's causing that. You know where that's coming from? That's coming from the invisible stuff that's coming out of your car that you can't see either. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
you can't see it, but it's happening.
We'd better do something about it. But yet when you go, fucking volcanoes are the real threat.
Right.
Let's take all this technology and see if we can figure out how to make a volcano not fucking erupt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody's going to do that shit because they know it's fucking bullshit.
Let's put some pressure valves somewhere where we can fucking, you know.
No.
Basically that whole theory with the volcanic eruption is what would happen if we were to have a huge, for like, for instance, if Yellowstone was to go off and they've said that there's been a lot of activity and a lot, I guess the ice creates pressure in the plates of the Earth and the magma needs to release.
Essentially what they're saying is if there is some kind of a mini ice age or something similar to what has happened before, and there's been argument in the past that there was never ice down to any kind of level in North America, you know, in millions and millions of years, where there's guys now who are able to prove that there was ice in the northern United States. And that there was some sort of event that happened that melted it rapidly. And in certain parts of the country, you can actually still see like the ravines and stuff where that ice melted through and came in, and then other parts of the world where you can see how the ocean levels rapidly change.
Right.
Some pretty crazy stuff. Now, I don't know how much of that stuff is true, but it's really interesting to listen to.
Right.
But the theory is that if we were to see another ice age similar to that, or you know, ice pressure from the north, yeah, like you said, could put pressure on some of the plates and cause eruptions in some of the major volcanoes that we have in North America. If those went off, essentially what happens is it spews, you know, tons and tons of ash into the air. That spreads across the entire country,
right?
You know, and it blocks the sun. You don't have to block the sun for very long to start to get real fucking cold.
Yeah.
You know, and that's pretty much the end.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do? You know,
what do you do? Fucking pay luxury tax?
What'd your luxury tax get you now?
What'd that shit get you?
You can freeze to death in your fucking Escalade.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck, let's see if those car seat warmers fucking really work there, buddy.
So, I mean, it's a legitimate, well, I don't know how legitimate it is. I don't know. Legitimate may not be the right word. It's a thing that there's a concern for. I think there's a concern for it. How concerned am I? Because it's not very, because I don't think there's a goddamn thing I can do.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do
to
about it.
Prevent it. The sure as fuck isn't anything I can do to prevent it.
No.
And I don't even know how much there is that I can do to sort of be prepared for it. You know what I mean?
And like you said, what's actually going on and what we emit into this atmosphere is so minute to what this Earth does around the sun. I mean, I learned shit in the past 2 days that I was like, what? Are you fucking serious? that's what happens? Dude, and it's just being informed. If people were informed of information that they need to know, they would tell everybody, you're fucking crazy. I'm not paying a luxury tax. You want to know why it's fucking cold today?
Yeah. So I think the problem with that is, you know, there was a time in the not too distant past that you could watch the news, right? And they would tell you the news.
Right.
You know, you started with like local news. You know, local high school team won the football game. Right. Well, I was there, so that's true.
Right.
You know, and tomorrow it's going to rain. And look, it rained. Oh, that's true. You know, and you gain some trust. And once you gain trust in someone else giving you information,
right,
you stop getting your own information.
Right.
You know? And so now I think we're to the point where there's so much going on in the world and people are so busy with this and busy with that and, you know, preoccupied with this and preoccupied with that. When somebody who puts a title in front of their name says, oh my God, the world's going to end because of the car you're driving.
Right.
You know, you just go, oh, fuck, that sucks. I don't want the world to end.
Yeah.
And you go buy a new car, you know, or whatever it is. You know, you just go, okay, you know, that guy seems pretty smart. He, you know, he speaks English and he's got a title in front of his name, so he must know what he's talking about.
Right.
You know, instead of doing the research and trying to figure things out and figure out what actually makes sense.
Right.
You know, and what's really going on. I mean, and that's not to say there isn't some truth to what they say.
Right.
I'm sure at some point there was a legitimate concern. But the thing is that, you know, we put a lot of weight on science. And the truth of it is we don't know a lot when it comes to science.
No.
I mean, there are, and here's where it gets crazy. And you know, you think of scientists as smart people, right? And they want to discover things and they want to know the truth. That's not necessarily always the case. And I think I kind of tried to bring this up in the previous episode that we talked about this,
right.
But you know, anyway, shit show and all, you know, the whole science thing is people will, you know, quote, discover something or put out a paper that says, this is my theory. This is what I think. And they will literally take it to their grave that that's the truth.
Right.
No matter how much proof somebody else comes up with that it's not, because they don't want to be wrong. It's an ego thing. That to me is crazy that the scientific field would allow that to happen in any way, shape, or form. And it only goes to prove that we really don't know much of anything.
Well, what really... Right? What,
we're guessing because really, we're constantly changing and finding new shit.
What really got me, though, was, you know, we've had scientists throughout history. And when... What really... And it's scary because when they fucking start bringing up scientists back from, you know, 1700, 1800, you know, and these guys were right because now it's a fact... You know, that what they fucking said.
Like our communities has accepted it as a fact.
Well,
right?
Yeah. But have, and they've done research on it and they said, well, yeah, I guess this guy was right, actually. You know, he kind of nailed it. That's like, whoa, way back then we knew that shit, you know? I mean, yeah,
somebody did, right?
So somebody did, but is it true? Maybe, maybe not, but fuck. Somebody's like, hey, this guy's kind of right, and we should really start looking into this shit, you know? But
right.
But who wants to do that? Who? I mean, that's ancient history. We're fuck. It's the new today. You know what I'm saying? It's like, fuck, dude, that's right, some scary shit, dude.
But at the same time, you have to understand what happened back then and the thinking that was going on back
right.
then. To maybe help you understand what you're looking at today, right?
Right.
I mean, that's learning. That's, I just don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, when I, like I said, when I fell down that rabbit hole, dude, and I started watching some fucking videos, dude, I was like, you guys are fucking nuts. that machine you just built looks like it could blow the world up. Why don't we stop doing that, you know? Instead of trying to fucking create create the world again, why don't we just fucking say, that's what happened, I get it, and let's not try to recreate it, because I don't want to know what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? I was like,
right.
You're fucking, they're talking about photon beams and fucking fastest light speed shit. And I'm like, dude, that sounds like that can do some damage. You need to put that down and turn it off right now.
Go to your room.
Go to your room and play some goddamn video games. Get it out of your system. Fucking drink a beer. Hookers and blow on Wednesday night. You're good.
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, dude, it's a crazy world, dude. Crazy world. And, you know, and if that whole fucking volcanic thing does happen, you're in prime fucking real estate, dude. Because
if the ice age thing happens, I'm as south and in the warmest, you know, south or North American climate that I can be in.
Right.
So I'm, yeah, but it's already fucking snowed here. So.
Right. Well, you
know, how good am I?
Well, there it goes. I don't know. It snowed in Texas and in what? In Houston? No, fucking...
It snowed in a lot of Texas.
Yeah.
In basically all of Texas. If it snowed in the south in Houston, which is, you know, right near the ocean, then it pretty much snowed in all of Texas.
Now think of that. Think, okay.
Oh, no, that's
okay,
crazy.
So now listen to this theory. Listen to this fucking theory. Now, you've got people who want to get rid of all these fucking Mexicans in fucking the United States. So when this ice age happens, guess where all these fucking people are going to want to go? Where are they going to go?
Mexico.
Oh, but guess what? Mexico doesn't want you motherfuckers in their place. So
no, I'll tell you,
oh,
I'll tell
it's
going
right to be open arms. No. Oh, yeah, come in. I've got plenty of marijuana and fucking cocaine for you. It's legal
right
every
now,
day, though.
Fucking, Mexico wants my money. I'll tell you that for sure.
Sure, my friend. Come over. Sure, my friend. Over here. I've got a place for you.
When did the Mexicans turn to Indians? What's going on?
I don't know. I tried my best. My friend.
Your Hispanic accent is terrible. What kind of Mexican are you?
Ah, fuck.
Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah, I just had a guy on the job the other day.
Uh-oh.
Fucking, I'm washing my truck down, and he comes over, and he starts speaking Spanish to me. And I looked at him, and I was like, fuck, dude. I'm sorry, bro. I don't speak Spanish. And he looks at me like I'm crazy, and he goes, well, where are you from? And I'm like, the fuck's that mean? Where am I from? I'm from here, dude. I grew up in California. He goes, you're not from Mexico? No. What? Why? Because I'm. What the fuck, dude? I mean, not that, you know, I don't want to be from, but I've been here my whole life, and it's like, dude, give me a break, dude. I'm sorry, I don't speak Spanish. Can I help you though? What do you need? I was like, fuck, dude, this is going, customer service job sucked, but fucking I got through it. You know, that's the hardest thing, dude. It's fucking, but yeah, watch, all these fuckers are going to want to go to Mexico, and there's going to be a big fucking wall you got to climb over too. Good luck with that. Yeah, maybe Mexico's saying, yeah, build that motherfucker, because we're gonna watch you guys freeze your fucking nuts off, motherfucker.
We're gonna insulate the Mexican side of the wall.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Oh, huh? How's that wall filled now, my friend?
Oh shit.
Fuck,
it's fucking hilarious.
I don't know, dude. This,
so
now we,
yeah, I thought,
now
I thought
we
got interesting.
We got to do a whole
within,
prepping show of fucking freezing the north.
How to stay warm.
How to stay warm.
Well, you live in a fucking basement without a heater. We'll start with you.
Fuck, dude. Yeah, you know what you do? Plenty of socks.
You need socks.
Yeah, socks.
Lots
dude.
Of wool.
Lots
start
of
raising
wool.
Sheep.
Yeah. Fuck.
Start raising sheep. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I thought the whole thing was kind of crazy how, you know, it seems like in a matter of like 3 to 4 years, we went from global warming to fucking there might be an ice age.
But that makes more sense, though, dude. That makes more sense, I think.
It does.
Well, an ice age makes more sense because if you when I listened to it and I was like, oh, here we go, fucking. You know, because California fucking got, you know, rain and levels of rain last year and whatever. It's like, okay, well, explain to me how this ice age can happen. And when the guy said, well, if a volcano erupts, I was like, oh, fuck.
Right.
That's fucking kind of scary right there.
Yeah.
Because we got no fucking control of that shit, dude.
Right.
Just like an earthquake. California has no control over an earthquake. I mean, we live on a fucking fault line here in Utah, but I don't think the plates will shift here because there's no water, you know, corroding into, you know, going in and out and banging against the walls like California. Like all these motherfuckers who build fucking their houses on hills next to the ocean. It's like,
wow.
Okay. Good luck with that. Good luck with
money.
That.
They can do anything, right?
I mean,
let's wrap this up a little bit. So you can't control a volcano.
Right.
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 You can't control whether or not it rains in California.
Right.
You can't control whether or not there's an earthquake in California or Utah.
Right.
But somehow you can control whether or not it's hot or cold.
No, it's not doable, dude.
Huh?
I don't think so. I don't
but
think
that's
so.
Not
I think...
what Al Gore said.
Yeah, well, Al Gore, where's he now? He's probably fucking sitting on a fucking $5 million fucking lazy boy right now, sipping on fucking margaritas, you know, in Mexico.
In the backseat of his fucking Escalade.
In Mexico, in the backseat of his Escalade with seat warmers.
Oh, shit.
That's all, but it's all bullshit, dude. I've come to a conclusion, it's bullshit. Don't fucking believe. All we can do is... do the right thing. Don't fucking litter. Fucking.
It's a moral issue, right?
Exactly. It's a total
it's a
moral
issue.
And I ain't going to make funny. My girl drives a fucking a hybrid car, dude. But
no,
she drives it because fucking she puts gas in her car like once every 3 weeks.
Right.
You know,
and
that's great.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Fuck yeah, baby. Fucking drive that electricity to the fucking that car to the ground. Please. You know? But, dude, don't force me to fucking have to believe that that car is going to make the world better. Nah, bullshit.
No,
bullshit.
It made your life better.
Made my life better, yeah.
Maybe it made your life better.
Made life better.
And the incentive to do that, absolutely. Made it easier. You don't have to buy as much gas. It doesn't cost you as much. Your operating costs are less. Absolutely.
But don't feed me bullshit because I fart more than I normally do that I'm putting shit in the atmosphere and... You know, I got to cut back on my farting. Fuck you.
Right. And your, you know, trash pollution, that kind of shit. That's a moral issue.
That's a moral issue, dude.
It isn't an environmental issue. I mean, I don't like driving down the road and seeing trash all over the fucking place.
Hate it.
You know, and I hate seeing people throw shit out their fucking window.
Hate it.
Just because I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I mean, It dirties up the place. Like I said, it's a moral issue.
They should have
higher moral values and take care of your fucking backyard.
Yeah. They should put a 5S system, implement a 5S system in society.
Nobody knows what the fuck you're talking about right now. Except for like three people.
No clutter and label everything, goddammit.
Oh, Jesus. Place for everything and everything in its place.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck, dude. God. You know, it sucks, dude. I hate seeing sea turtles with a six pack ring around their head, you know?
Right.
That bugs me, dude. Bugs me.
You know, again.
Dude, so a moral issue, I told you, got a flat tire. I got a flat tire going to Guitar Center. Yeah. Okay. So I pull over to the fucking side of the emergency. Pull over to the side. I tell you the whole story about my fucking wrench not fitting my lug nuts, blah, 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 fucking. So I called Highway Patrol. Highway Patrol came and helped me, but they said it's going to take like 20 minutes. Cool. So I go maybe about 40, 50 feet past my car because I, you know, don't want to be next to my car in case I get hit or whatever. Dude, I'm standing there, dude. I look down, dude. There's a fucking syringe sitting right there on the fucking road, bro.
Nice.
I was like, fuck.
Was there anything left in it?
I didn't, dude. I was really tempted, dude, but I was like, fuck, dude. I just want to see, fucking look at it. You just look at it. I'm not going to. But it was capped. It was, you know, the orange syringe, you know, like, but dude, it's like, really? Come on, dude. You got to throw your shit out the window, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, you're a drug addict. Maybe it wasn't a drug addict, but. In my head, fucking some drug addict throws their shit out the window. You know, fucking who knows what's going to happen with that goddamn thing now. You know, it's like, fucking come on, people.
Yeah.
What do you got to hide it for? Anybody who knows anybody who's been on heroin before knows what they look like and how they act. It's like, dude, you can't hide that.
Yeah.
You know?
You're clearly on something.
You're clearly on something. I don't know what it is, but it's probably heroin.
Probably heroin.
But hey, just pray we don't have a fucking volcanic fucking eruption, dude, because we told you here on fucking Unrestricted Podcast.
You heard it here first.
When you hear fucking Yellowstone going off or some activity going on in Yellowstone, move down south as close to the wall as you can.
Just don't come to Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, go to Mexico. The wall will be insulated on the other side, so it should be warm.
Yeah, the blow-up wall.
The blow-up wall. Oh, Jesus. That's fucking funny. Yeah, we'll see how quick Mexico starts building that wall when that happens, right?
Said, yeah, you guys wanted a wall? Guess what? We're going to fucking build a wall for you now, motherfucker.
Okay. Here it comes,
motherfucker. And this shit's going to be done overnight, goddammit.
Oh, fuck. That's hilarious. Fuck.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
We should get t-shirts printed like that. You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
Eat a bag of dicks.
Big old bag of dicks.
Big bag of fat dicks. Sorry, Mom.
Whoa. Sorry, Mom. Oh, Jesus. Let's get into some music.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, this is killing me. Okay, so this week, I actually ended up with two instrumental songs.
What?
Didn't even do it on purpose. It just happened that way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever. Are you playing bass a lot right now?
No.
Why not?
I haven't had time. I get home so late. It's like eat dinner, go to bed.
Damn.
Get up, go to work, eat dinner, go to bed.
Fucking work.
I fiddled around a little bit today. I actually have needed to do a setup on that thing since I got it.
Oh, really?
Because it was really bad. The action was a mess. The neck was a mess. Everything was really bad on it. So I did it today, and it actually plays really nice.
Nice.
So I fiddled around a little bit after I did that, but then I had to go, you know, eat dinner and then get ready for the show. So my first song is by Black Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
killer band. Band that I've always been into. I may have told this story before, but my mom used to listen to Black Sabbath when I was in the womb.
Nice.
She would listen to Black Sabbath albums, and so I don't know. I am a fan of Black Sabbath. Always have been. I like their old stuff, their old Aussie stuff. Right. Never really followed them too much with the Dio stuff.
Yeah.
Listened to.
That was kind of hard to call it fucking Black Sabbath.
Yeah, I think that was one of those deals, kind of like we talked about with Stone Temple Pilots, where you should have just gave it a new name.
Yeah,
you know, same people, different name. I just don't feel like Black Sabbath is Black Sabbath without Ozzy.
Right.
But then I've met people who are way more into the Dio years than they are into the Ozzy years.
Right. Yeah, that's weird. It's strange,
dude. It's not me. You know, I'm into the other end of things, so. You know, I guess you get the same thing with Van Halen shit, too, so
right.
Whatever. But anyway, Black Sabbath, Ozzy Ears. The song is called Super Czar.
Yeah.
It's off the Sabotage album, which was one of their kind of later albums with Ozzy. I think it was one or two albums before the last album he did back then. But anyway, the song Super Czar, it's an interesting song for what Black Sabbath, you know, kind of was known for at the time. Like I said, it was a little bit later in their career, so it wasn't quite the just grungy, chunky, heavy metal stuff that it was before that. The song is, it's like this, just a marching snare kind of background drum. And then there's a choir singing just sounds, you know, ha, 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 that kind of stuff, right? And then this really riffy, like cool guitar sound. And that's the whole song. It's like 3.5 minutes of just different patterns of that. It's pretty cool. It's definitely different for them, you know, and there's no Aussie vocals or anything. So I dig that song. My next song is a song by a guy named Johnny Hyland.
Yep.
You know who this guy is. I talked to you about him this week, but I've never heard of this guy before. And I honestly don't know how I've never heard of him, because he's fucking crazy.
This guy is fucking awesome, dude.
He is. So Johnny Hyland, the song is Gee Whiz. Now, this guy, if Steve Vai was fat and blind and played a Telecaster, he'd be Johnny Hyland.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
that's kind of how this works out. Like,
he's a Nashville guy, dude. So, and he started out as a studio musician. And,
I believe that, yeah.
Yeah, and dude, he was like a hired gun, dude, and fucking now he's just, dude, he's all over,
fucking
dude.
Fucking crazy.
He's a really good guitar player, dude.
So, this guy, Johnny Hyland, the song Gee Whiz, you know, it's got that kind of Telecaster twangy, you know, and I've always liked that country guitar, that Telecaster twangy, chicken picking, fast finger. You know, my problem with that is, and I do like some older country, but my problem with it is I can't hear that without hearing some country singers.
Right.
And I don't always want to hear country singers.
Exactly.
So I can listen to this guy, and he's playing country guitar, but with a Steve Vai virtuoso kind of feel to it. But it's got that twang sound, and not all of his stuff is like that either.
Yeah, he's very expressive with his playing, dude. Yeah. And he's known for his lap steel playing on the guitar, and like, because he's a chicken picker, he bends notes, and you know, he's playing, you know, sixes and sevenths and thirds, but he's bending shit and making it sound like a lap steel. Dude, he's just a really fucking, I mean, the guy's, he's a fucking genius. I mean, he's fucking just one of those guys who just plays, and it's like, oh my God, what did you just do? And it's cool to watch him do it too. That's the cool thing.
That's the kind of how I found him. I was watching Behind the Gear or whatever it's called. The episode on YouTube about that guy.
Yeah,
they were talking about his guitar gear
on top of that
and
building,
he was talking
right?
about was talking about his guitars, and I'd never heard of the guy. It was just kind of playing in the background, and I was like, what in the fuck is happening?
Yeah, he's signature.
This
dude
is into some cool shit, because I'm kind of kind of a gearhead. Yeah. I'm interested in like the gear and what people are using. And, you know, and he's got this fucking guitar and he's got the pickup set up so that he could put it in one position and it sounds like a Telecaster.
Yeah.
Put it in another position, it sounds like a Stratocaster.
Yeah.
Put it in another position, yeah, it sounds like a fucking Ibanez.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I'm like, holy shit, this dude.
Yeah, that's a fucking, it's a badass guitar, dude. It's
and then he's
really
got
fucking
that fucking pickguard extender thing.
Yeah.
That comes up close underneath his strings.
Yeah.
So he could just rest his pick on it and then slide through the strings,
yeah,
without being too far down.
Yeah.
And do fucking arpeggio runs,
yeah,
like waterfalls.
Yeah.
Ring.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Dude's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're into like guitar players and instrumental stuff and you like the kind of that twangy, he's got some stuff that just totally sounds like fucking 80s, like 90s Steve Vai,
yeah,
virtuoso guitar stuff. He's got some just kind of straightforward blues, but most of his stuff is sort of that twangy Telecaster. But this dude fucking jams.
Yeah.
So Johnny Hyland, check him out. So those are my two instrumentals. My third song of the day is a song I've heard a bunch of times, but for whatever reason, coming home Friday night, I didn't feel like listening to any podcasts, so I threw these guys on and jammed all the way home. But Lamb of God, the song is called The Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a great song, fantastic song, not typical Lamb of God,
mm-hmm,
very, you know, it's kind of straightforward singing and,
yeah,
you know, a little more riffy, kind of heavy guitar, not quite the, you know, more death metal-ish sound that Lamb of God typically has, right? This is more,
yeah,
kind of a, just a metal,
yeah,
hard rock song. Great, great song. However, I didn't know what the song was about.
Okay.
And now that, it makes
this
more
is,
sense.
This is, I love to hear the theory behind your lyrics. So lay it on
this
me,
isn't
baby.
This isn't a theory.
Okay.
This is straight out of the lips of the singer.
Okay.
That wrote this song, what this song is about. So I guess this he was at a show. I think it was Phoenix. But somebody approached him and said, hey, I've got a friend. He's in the audience. He was just diagnosed with leukemia. He wanted me to give this to you, and it would be really cool if you could give him like a shout out during the show. And he gave him a t-shirt that says fuck cancer, right?
Uh-huh.
So that was sort of the whole deal. And, you know, the singer or whatever was like, yeah, man, I'll totally do it. That's really cool.
Uh-huh.
So he went out there and he did it. And the dude's name was, is Wayne, something. Whatever. So he got out there and he's like, you know, Wayne, so-and-so, you know, fuck cancer, you know, put up the fight, whatever. And he held his shirt up or something.
Fucking that's so cool.
I guess a few months later, he got an email from the guy's friend again that basically told, or well, not a few months, but a few years later, I guess he had fought fucking leukemia for like 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And, he sent him an email and said, hey, you know, he's been fighting this thing for 5 years. He's given up his treatments because they're not working, and he wants to spend his final days or his final time like with his family, not in some fucking hospital.
Right.
So, is it possible like that you could get the band together and maybe like video call him or something, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I guess at the time they were getting ready to go into the studio, or it was in between tours or something. So everybody was all over the place. Nobody was together.
Uh-huh.
He goes, it's not going to be possible for me to get the whole band together, but I'll definitely call the guy. So he did. He video chatted with him, and I guess they kind of became friends, and they were texting and talking and stuff back and forth all the time when they were in the studio. And I guess the way those guys record is like the band will put the music down,
uh-huh,
and then the singer goes into the studio and he goes in by himself. No other band members, no nothing. And he just does his thing with the lyrics. And, I guess, you know, that whole time he was doing that, he's texting back and forth with the guy or chatting with him. And, you know, he started to kind of get this inspiration from him to kind of write this song or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And, I guess what he was going to do was he was going to try to get the guy on a video chat and ask him a question. Like if there was anything that you could tell people, you know, about your experience and before you go, what would you tell them? And, you know, he's like, well, you know, let me think about it and I'll get back to you. And I guess he never got back to him with that because he was going to take that soundbite and like loop it in a song or use it in a song somehow, right, to honor him. Well, I guess he had sent him a text message and then the singer couldn't reply because he was doing some stuff with recording or whatever. And when he finally did get the reply a couple of days later, he never heard back from the guy. So I guess he got a message that he had passed. So he talked with his wife and he talked with the kid's dad or the guy's dad. He was like 33. And because his name was Wayne, that's when they came up with this song, The Duke. That was like the working title for the song. And he was going to change it to something else. And he talked to the guy's dad and his dad's like, you should keep that name because he was a big fan of John Wayne, the Duke. And his name was Wayne. He's like, I named him after John Wayne. He's like, that's super cool. So that song is essentially about like knowing, you know, having the honor of knowing when you're going to die. Because it's something nobody knows, right? Like, what would you do with your life if I told you what day you're going to die? How would you live your life? And that guy did that because he had that opportunity. He lived his life the way he wanted to. I guess like one of the last text messages he sent him was like, I'm going to go eat me a fucking badass meal and I'm going to kill it. You know, because that was like his deal when he was having the leukemia treatments was he was on a strict diet. So he was like, well, since none of that shit fucking worked, then fuck it. I'm done with all that and I'm going to fucking eat the way I want to goddamn eat and I'm going to enjoy it.
Dude, that's crazy.
It's pretty cool. I had no idea that's what that song
was. Now I got to fucking read the lyrics to this one, dude.
Yeah. I mean, just listen to it and listen to the opening line and it'll all make sense. It'll all make perfect sense.
That's a cool one right there.
Super cool song. Super cool story. You know, and I think we've talked about it before on the show. Where I've always heard that the singer
is an asshole.
Lamb of God's a fucking asshole. And, you know, maybe he is, but that's pretty
cool. That's fucking cool.
Yeah, super cool. So those are my three songs.
Dude, I can't top that now, dude.
Oh, sorry.
So, okay, my first song, I've been on a Kenny Wayne Shepherd kick for the past week, dude. I've been listening to this album like nonstop. And there's a song called Nothing But the Night by Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and it's Lay It Down. It's really weird because you think of Kenny Wayne Shepherd and you think of blues, right? But this album has got so much different shit going on.
This is a newer album.
It's his latest one.
What I heard. This was a little different.
And it's just so fucking like all over the board. Like there's blues, there's like pop on it, like country on it, and dude, I'm not a real big fan of that because when I think of Kenny Wayne Shepherd, I think of just like fucking dirty blues, fucking. I remember this kid growing up, you know, when he first hit the scene, he was like 15 or 16 years old.
He was like the little Stevie Ray Vaughan.
And fucking dude, this album just has me like, what the fuck, dude? But it's so fucking good. The singer on it, it's just fucking a great fucking singer. But this song, I don't know, for some reason it catches my ear and the vocal melodies in it are just fucking really good. Really good fucking, I mean, if you're into the blues, take a listen to this because your ears are going to open to other things other than just blues. And I fucking,
cool.
Yeah, I dig.
I need to listen to, I may have heard this album, but I probably need to listen to it again.
I dig the fuck out of this album, dude. I mean, there's a little bit of funk in there at times. So really good fucking album, really good guitar playing, dude. And what I like about Johnny Lang is he's a blues shredder, but he shreds over one chord vamps. Did I say Kenny?
You said Johnny.
Yeah,
Johnny Lang.
Sorry,
Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
I was like, wait a minute, Johnny Lang.
Yeah, fucking out. They both came out at the same time.
Yeah, about the same time. And they were young. I do it too.
Fucking all the time, dude. It, funny. Silver goes, hey Silver, what do you think about the new album? Or it said, do you listen to the Kenny Wayne Shepherd album? He goes, yeah, I listen to it. But then he goes, yeah, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Johnny Lang. Johnny Lang likes to cry and fucking. Kenny Wayne Shepherd loves to play the blues. And I was like, fuck yeah. You're right, dude, because Johnny Lang's like a fucking crybaby, dude.
Is he?
Yeah, oh yeah, dude. I can't stand his shit, dude. I love this album, though. Kenny Wayne Shepherd's a fucking... And you know what the cool thing about Kenny Wayne Shepherd? He's a gearhead, dude. If you watch any of his videos...
He's into old cars.
Yeah, he fucking loves old cars, dude. Good album, great album. I love it. A lot of good guitar playing. And like I said, he likes to shred over fucking one chord vamps. Like, he'll play one chord and just shred all over it, dude. And
right.
I love doing that because it's easy, but he makes it sound fucking really good.
Nice.
And in my next two songs, I got a guy at work, dude. It's really funny because one day I pull up into work and the guy next to me is playing his fucking radio really super loud, and it's some metal shit, dude. And I was like, fuck, dude, who the fuck is that, dude? He goes, oh, that's Chris's band. And I'm all, Chris, our truck boss? He goes, no, Chris Andrews, the other guy. And I'm all, no shit, he plays?
The guy who's taking you to sleep?
No, it's a totally different guy. There's a lot of Chris's at our work.
I guess.
Really common name in Utah, I guess. But anyways, I go, fucking no shit. I don't like to judge a book by its cover, but he doesn't look like a guy who was in a metal band and fucking plays bass, right? So one day we just kind of started bullshitting, and I said, dude, I didn't know you fucking played. And we just started going on and on and on. So on Friday, we're at a job. We happen to be at the same job, and he goes, dude, have you ever heard this band fucking Galactic Cowboys? And I'm all, no, man. So he starts going on, and he's like, you got to check him out. I'm going to give you a CD. He goes, the last time I saw him was with King X. And I'm all, fuck, King X? I haven't heard that fucking name in so long, dude. And what's cool when you talk to other people and what they like to listen to, it, like, brings you back to, like, fuck, dude, I got to fucking listen to them again, dude. And I remember this fucking song by King X called Black the Sky, right? It's like a fucking grungy, fucking bluesy type funky song. It's hard to explain. It's like sludgy. It's kind of almost like stoner rock, kind of, but with fucking real hard hit to it. Great fucking song. I'm not a huge King X fans. Like, there's certain songs that I like from them, and there's certain songs that I really fucking hate from them. But this,
I remember them having like one song that they played on, like Headbangers Ball.
Yeah, they used to come on Headbangers.
That was good, but I never really got into them.
Because it wasn't really metal, dude. It wasn't like,
because
the singer, he's a black guy. It wasn't like they were metal, you know? It didn't seem like they were kind of like a Cult of Personality band, fucking, what is it? What's that one?
Living Color.
It kind of gave that vibe.
They were out about the same time, but they didn't have the same...
But,
like, energy that Living Color had.
If you listen to some of their stuff, like, you got to go through their albums because they're a bass-driven band, but they've got some heavy shit, dude. And you got to find it. And that's the thing. It's like I said, I usually don't like to listen to bands when they're all over the board, but they're all over the board kind of, in a sense, with their metal. But this one song, it's a fucking great song, dude. I love this song. It's off the Dogman album, and it's King X. It's called Black the Sky, dude. When you listen to it, you'll be like, yeah, that's a fucking good song, dude. You could just feel the energy right when it starts. And so what got me with the King X was, have you ever heard the Galactic Cowboys? And I'm all, no, I've never heard them, dude. So this is going to be a new band for you, bro. I think you're really going to like these guys. The song's called Bound, Galactic Cowboys, and the album's called The Horse Bud Bot. So they made albums from, like, I think 94 all the way to 2000. I believe this album came out in like 96. But
the name sounds familiar, but I can't think of
anything. You're going to listen to this song and you're going to be like, fuck, dude, this sounds like every fucking band from the 90s, dude. It's going to be like, you're going to hear fucking Stone Temple Pilots. You're going to hear Soundgarden. You're going to hear Alice in Chains. The vocal melodies on this are fucking really good. My only problem is I wish they would have made this album now with the technology. You know what I'm saying? Because you can hear the sound quality isn't all there. Like, it's missing something, but it's a great fucking album, dude. There's even points where he sounds like fucking Dave Mustaine in one of his songs. Dude, I was like, whoa, dude, it kind of sounds like Dave Mustaine, dude. But you could tell they've got a really big range of the music that they listen to because it comes out in their music.
Right.
And I think you're really going to like this band. I hope you like this band because I listened to that CD coming home from work and I was like, fuck, dude, I'm sold. So the funny thing is that they made an album in 2000. Then they took fucking 17 years off and made a new album.
Holy shit.
And dude, the new albums, I love it, dude. I've been off and on all day just listening, going through all their shit. And dude,
I'll check them out.
Yeah, they're dude. You're gonna fucking sit back when you listen to it, dude. You're gonna be like, "Fuck, that sounds like so and so." Fuck, that's a and the array of bands that they cover, dude. Like as far as their influences,
pretty broad,
dude. And it's kind of crazy. Nice. It's like, how did these guys not make it? Because they fucking really good, dude.
Yeah.
So those are my three. I really want you to listen to these Galactic Cowboys. That's why I even said Friday, hey, have you ever heard of Galactic Cowboys? Have you ever?
Yeah, you sent me a message. The name sounds familiar, but I can't say for sure I've heard of them. So I'll give them a shot. Yeah. I'll listen to them tomorrow on my way to work.
Yeah, give it a shot, dude. Those are my three.
Cool. That's all I got.
That's all I got. Don't believe the hype.
That's all you got.
That should have been one. Believe the hype. That should have been one of my songs.
Bullshit.
Don't believe the hype.
Don't believe that.
What is that, Tupac?
I don't know. I don't know who that was. I don't remember.
No, that's fucking the guy who wears the big clock. What was that one band's name?
Oh, fucking Flavor Flav.
Yeah.
Public Enemy.
Public Enemy, dude. Don't believe the hype. Yo.
Oh, fuck. That's funny. All right. Well, as always, unrestrictedpodcast.com. You can, that's what I didn't do. I have a fucking Facebook rant.
Oh, shit. All right.
I'm not on Facebook anymore. Fuck that shit.
I haven't been on Facebook for a long time.
But we have a fucking Unrestricted Podcast Facebook page.
Right.
So don't go to our Unrestricted Podcast Facebook page because you're not going to get a response because Facebook fucked me over yet again. They don't apparently like my choice of names. Because I don't go by my real name on Facebook because I don't want all those fucking fake assholes that went to high school with me fucking finding me on Facebook and trying to be my fucking friend again. I didn't like them then. I don't want to fucking like them now.
Right.
So I don't give a shit. So I don't use my fucking real name.
So what name were you using?
My name was fucking Iron Morality.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay.
Yeah. And they don't like it. So Facebook, basically, I guess they say that somebody fucking turned me in for using a fake name. I don't know what the fuck that is, but their policy says that you must use your name that you go by in everyday life, the name your friends call you. So I fucking wrote them back a message. I was like, that is the name my fucking friends call me. That's not my legal name, but that's what my friends call me. So how am I supposed to send you a copy of my fucking identification with a name on it that my friends call me when it isn't my fucking legal name, which is what's on my fucking identification? I said, you guys are never going to get my real name and you're never going to get a copy of my identification. So this is the name that I go by in real life and this is what my friends call me. So if you can take that and stick it where the fuck you want to, but I'm not going to give you my ID.
Yeah. So Facebook, you can eat a bag of dicks.
So hashtag fuck Facebook.
Yeah. And hashtag eat a bag of dicks.
Yeah. So don't go to the Unrestricted Podcast Facebook page because there won't be anything there. I won't be posting anything there and I can't respond to you. They won't let me. They won't let me log into my account until I give them my identification. Yeah. And
maybe that's why I can't log into mine either.
I see no reason on this planet to fucking give Facebook my identification.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, they don't need to see
my friends call me Dirty Biscuits all the fucking time.
Right?
That's my fucking name, Dirty B.
So what's the problem?
What's the fuck you, Facebook?
So anyway, unrestrictedpodcast.com. You can find all of our episodes there, all of our past episodes, all of our future episodes. We are on Instagram, and we always put up a post when we put up a new show. You can go to our bio in Instagram. It'll take you to unrestrictedpodcast.com. You can find our show on iTunes, on Google Play, on Stitcher, pretty much anywhere else that you can find a podcast, we're there. And dare I say, we are on the Twitter.
As much as I
hate Twitter, I'm kind of gonna give it another go.
I don't even know what that is, dude. I don't even know what Twitter is.
I'm gonna try to figure it out. I'm gonna try. I'm not making any promises, but I'll give it a shot.
I don't even know what that is.
So, anyway. That's our show, episode 48.
48.
We're fucking out of here.
Peace. Damn.